He rode easy in the saddle. He was tall and lean, and you'd have thought nothing but a streak of mean could make a man look so downright strong. But one look in his eyes, and you'd know you was wrong. He was a mountain of a man, and I want you to know he could preach hot hell or breeze and snow. He carried a Bible and a canvas sack, and everybody called him the Reverend Mr. Black. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king. Sometimes in the evening, I could hear him sing. I got a woe, that lonesome valley. I got a walk it by myself. There ain't nobody here can walk it for me. I got a walk it by myself. If ever I could have thought that this man in black was soft and had any yellow up his back, I gave that notion up the very day a lumberjack came in, and it wasn't a phrase. He kicked open that meeting house door, and he cussed everybody up and down the floor. Then when things got quiet all over the place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. He hit that reverend like a kick of a mule, and to my way of thinking, it took a pure fool to turn the other cheek to that lumberjack. But that's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. He stood like a rock, a man among men, and then he let that lumberjack hit him again. And then with a voice as kind as could be, he cut him down like a big old tree when he said, you got a woe, that lonesome valley.
Lonesome valley.
You got a woe,
walk
it by yourself. Ain't nobody here can walk it for you. You got a woe.
By yourself.
Well, it's been many years since we've had to part, and I guess I learned all his ways by heart. Yes, I can still hear his sermons ring down in the valley where he used to sing. You got a walk that lonesome valley.
You got a
walk it by yourself. There ain't
nobody here
can walk it for you.
You
got a walk.